This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This evening in Chicago, Barack Obama is set to make his last speech as the 44th president. He sees this as a chance to celebrate the country's progress over the last 8 years and, quote, offer some thoughts on where we all go from here. The speech comes as the U.S. economy just had 75 consecutive months of job growth, growth that still has left many Americans behind. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
President Obama is handing off a far better economy than he inherited.
Certainly the starting point was a severe recession. So relative to that, the economy's come a long way.
That's Jim O'Sullivan with High Frequency Economics. Employers have added more than 11 million jobs. Median household income is up more than 15%. And the unemployment rate has fallen by more than half since its peak. But how much credit can the president take?
There's no question there are some major secular trends which would have occurred regardless of who the president was.
But Betsy Stevenson, who served on the White House Council of Economic Advisors, says efforts to stabilize the financial sector, a stimulus package, and a bailout of the auto industry helped.
There were important steps that had to be taken, and those decisions led to the U.S. having much better outcomes than other countries.
Critics point to sluggish economic growth and the near doubling of the national debt, problems President-elect Donald Trump will inherit on January 20th. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.